The plan calls for the city to pay off bonds with general revenue and event-related taxes. The committee could have been a big obstacle for the plan, primarily because a majority of its members are skeptical of publicly funding stadiums. But after a minority inclusion plan was added to the legislation, the measure passed by a 7-2 margin. And that provided great relief to Dave Peacock, one of the key engineers behind the $1 billion stadium.
This is a proud day for me as an American to see this process play out in such a genuine way. So, you know, you get me a little emotional, but it was inspiring.
Still, Alderman Scott Ogilvie says it was appalling that stadium backers short-circuited efforts to have voters decide on the funding plan.
It's not a particularly good deal for us, especially given the city's financial position in general.
But even if the full board approves the funding package, it doesn't mean the stadium gets built or that the St. Louis Rams stay in town. Peacock says that's up to NFL owners.
Look, it's like anything else, just like the aldermen had to go through. They've got to use their judgment in assessing all the alternatives, everything that's in front of them, make a decision.
The bill now goes to the full board, and if it passes, St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay is expected to sign it. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.